Very good. Thank you so much. Sorry, BBS Radio. Thank you for having Project View with Q Homesteading. It's my great privilege and great love to get us free on planet Earth. If we are toiling with survival, one great opportunity we have is to be free in peace and in our own space. And nothing would thrill me more. Thank you so much for joining me today. And sorry, I was muted for the first 12 minutes of my monologue. That's pretty normal when we do these things. BBS Radio, so much thanks to you. And I'm always thrilled to have you join me. And thank you. Today, I'm going to work on, if you're inspired as well, I'm going to work on progress report for the PRQ team and the advances we've taken on. I'm going to go over chain of title real quick, the legacy chain of title, what we've been indoctrinated into, and who, why, where, and how it relates to the industrial development of North America. And then one to remind, let's see, Kevin, you're in process. Thank you so much for your patience. And Saskia, you're in process as well. Thank you. And we're going to talk about who we're going to sue, because that one's tricky for me because it creates more duality. Yet we have all these systems in place that we've indoctrinated into, and how do we be of spirit and peace if we don't erase them from our realities? So those will be the topics today. Thank you so much. But we will take calls too. Sorry for my lack of organization alignment. I utilize the PRQ team for helping me with a lot of these things, keeping me organized. That is the first item I'd like to work on today is what the PRQ team is doing behind the scenes, and we're examining procurement of properties the legacy way, and then let's say feathering off a more spiritual way to procure properties and or possess properties, and blending the two worlds together. And it's a learning process for even us to say, how do we standardize a new methodology for procuring properties and assessing properties with or without money? So you were never supposed to have money before you had property. And the Industrial Revolution has been created so you'd have to have money in order to procure property. Okay, so that's a no-brainer. We can figure that one out, no problem. So now how do we roll it backwards? How do we feather it backwards? Do we give everybody $1 billion? Then you still have the same problem. You're still in the same game. So if we re-inherit another piece of let's say economics that was engineered by somebody else, we're still playing the same game. So how do we procure property with the resources we have, and or feather homesteading and or patenting land, whatever word you like there, to our original conception? You know, we're supposed to be able to just be free, aren't we? We're just supposed to be free. Okay, so why do we make all of these delineations of ownership title is what I can constantly work on, is where did we get identity? Where did we get title? And that's why I love being somewhat anonymous, is why do we care about our identity? Why do we have all this propaganda about who we are, what we are, where we are, and how we are? And So when the PRQ team goes out and looks for property, we now relate to, we don't have to do anything, obviously, but we go and interact with these individuals who are quite convinced they own something. And they're quite convinced the measurement of value is important. And they're, for the most part, they're very convinced that they need to get something for their thing. Where's my thing? Where's my thing? Where's my thing? And they want to negotiate over all the little things of their things. When the PRQ team, we go, it's just a thing. Why wouldn't you just give me the thing? And you go get another thing. So it's very confusing for beings from another region, or at least having their memories back from another region of the universe. Why would you charge somebody that has no metrics and or value for another thing on planet Earth? It's a comedy act. So we're having a lot of fun learning about perspectives of ownership and title. And that's why I would happy to take calls here as well. So forgive me if I already said that. What I'd like to do is examine how compartments of the mortgage industry, title industry, real estate industry work. And today I'm going to work on how title insurance promote their value proposition to you. Okay. And that's really important because there's a potential to shut this thing down in our legal system with one full swoop if we take great care and do it from our hearts. Great care, I would just keep echoing. So how do we do this with care from our hearts to get everybody their own piece of land forever and ever and ever with succession throughout our family? And that's my great passion today. The one item that I notice with title and title insurance is they're very fond, when you go to work with your local municipalities, is leaving out the true chain of title, yet they believe, not know, what chain of title really means. And so most title insurance companies, what they'll do is they'll install this level of fear that you could have your property taken away. And by the way, you owe taxes at the local municipality. Forgive me for just a second. All right. Thank you, everyone. And what they'll do is show you why you need to have title insurance. So what is title? Well, it's an identifier of geography. So we know that cue. That's stupid. But they need to assign title of an identifier of a person so that there is risk, there's doubt, fear, obviously debt. So as long as I can get you in a debt cycle, is absolutely an alien technology to not have you self-creating your dreams. So it's oldest technology ever. Is if I can install doubt and fear, I got you going backwards all the time. And we'll talk about that in the next show on the timelines too. So as long as you're not proactively creating, as you've heard me say a thousand times, that's what the title insurance companies are all about, is to hold you still and then believe that you could sell your title and make more money. So the whole thing's rigged and it's all alien technology. And you can think Hudson Bay Company, and you can think the Morgan, Piermont Morgan Group, as you heard me say last week in North America, when JP Morgan creates railroads, et cetera, and the money mafia system. The reason that title companies are so interesting to me is because they do their best to justify what recording of title means and where you record title when you weren't ever, you never needed to record title. So if we look at the Legacy Homestead Act of the United States, you would just already have said, this is where I want to live, and Bureau of Land Management, this is where I'm living, and thank you for the 160 acres that was already ours, and thank you for displacing the Native Americans as well. They really appreciate that. But we can all give it back now, and that would be a great goal, I would assume, for all of us. The reason title insurance is so successful is here's how they create a horror story for you and or create drama about ownership. And they usually use 7, 8, 9 steps. And I'll show you how they do it so that we can contradict it pretty easy. The first step that they usually will install in your belief system around title will be filing errors. Okay, so I'll give you an example. Simple clerical errors on public records, such as misfiling taxes or missing names on a deed, can lead to discrepancies on a deed or property survey. For the homeowner, correcting these public records errors can become a financial burden and one of the most complicated title mistakes to amend. All right, so I can tell you yesterday, PRQ team looked at a property and has forensic title experts retained, depending on which property we look at. And we go around the real estate agents, owner direct, and we say, we'd like to procure your property. We're interested in your property, whatever. Our deliverable, believe we were looking at a property in the Northwest, but what we found is the owner didn't even know he owned 3 parcels, but Chicago Title in this case, we did examination report and we talked to the owner and go, yeah, you have 3 parcels. And he says, no, I only have 2. And by the way, the neighbors who we approached, they claim that you're not able to develop it because it's shared property. Okay, so now we got 2 guys. One guy doesn't even know what he owns. And then one guy thinks he's sharing that guy's property. And I thought we had title insurance here to clean this stuff up. All right, so filing and owning and possessing is completely, in this case, completely unorganized. So Chicago Title, in this case, is not helping. And it's sort of name drop, but we use that group a lot in North America. So they're not really insuring ownership and or title and boundaries of land. So what are they doing then? Well, I guess we're just paying a fee for proving that we said what we bought, et cetera, et cetera. So title insurance, what is it for? So these people have title insurance and they don't even know what they own. They don't know they have 3 parcels. And the guy next door thinks he has one of those parcels. So title insurance brings really of no value. And you have to go sue your neighbor because he thinks he owns it, etc. You can see that this thing's broken. So what's the point of having a property survey if no one's going to actually understand latitude and longitude of the geography? Okay, so that's just a minor example of how the title insurance industry isn't really there to ensure title and or boundaries of property. The second item title insurance want to get you excited about. Notice how spiritual this is? Really, really, my heart's just beating. I love this stuff. Forgotten encumbrances. Okay. Encumbrances give a third party some sort of claim to your property, whether it has to do with the property usage or financial considerations. Sometimes it can be an old hidden mortgage that was lost to time or a covenant, which restricts your property from being used in a certain way. Okay, so we're going to file our title at the county. The county will never take care. So in succession here, the county won't tell anybody who owns what. They'll just tax you on what you claim you have recorded at the assessor's office. So the forgotten encumbrances don't exist if you had homestead. You're a successor to the last homesteader. Next one, hidden liens. If a bank or the government put a lien on a home due to an unpaid loan or taxes, the judgment transfers when the house is sold. Therefore, if a seller doesn't know there's a lien on his or her home or deliberately hides it, you could end up having to foot the bill. Okay, hidden liens. You can't have a lien on a federally patented land. You can't be embarrassed on your land. So that's how the title companies try and make revenue for themselves, because they make you scared. And I recorded in the county and it said that I have to owe taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Give the redundancy. Mystery heirs. That's the other way the title companies love to play with that one too, is while the idea of a mystery person claiming a right to your home sounds like something out of a soap opera, it happens more frequently than you might imagine. All right. You can't have a successor without succession with federally homesteaded land. You'd have to go through the process. You'd have to have you'd have to notify everyone. You'd have to have the proper succession program. Next item, an undiscovered will. Okay, I'll skip that one because that's the same term. So, but that's how the title companies, the insurance title companies, are trying to put a belief system into your reality so that you would endorse it. This might happen. I'm scared. I don't even like Auntie Beth. Forgery is the next item. Sometimes forged or fabricated documents that affect property owners are filed within the public records. Okay. That's an item to attack homesteading. So they'll now, there's lots of opportunity to now take our process, which is less of title, quitclaim deed, deeds of trust, and make them into something greater than a homestead. So please do not have fear in that. Unknown easements, you can't have, is the next item they love to use. Title companies love to use, title insurance companies love to use, so that it scares you into being embarrassed. Well, if you have a homestead, you could never be embarrassed, and you would never have an easement unless you said, Jim, you can use my road. Illegal deeds, border wars, etc. Okay, the illegal deeds one that I love is now we have an opportunity. These items are coming out of Ohio, by the way. I'm not going to tell you which title company, but this is how they sell their stick here. Illegal deeds. This is the one I love. The property records may appear legitimate at first glance, but further investigations find there was an illegal deed at one point in the chain of ownership. This happens when a previous owner was an illegal immigrant, someone who signed the deed fraudulently, someone who wasn't of sound mind, or something similar. Regardless of the reason, an illegal deed in the past can come back to haunt present owners. Okay. An illegal immigrant, I'm sorry, but if you're not from this country, you can still buy land. Well, you can't buy land if you stayed here too long. Interesting proposition, huh? Someone who signed the deed fraudulently. So again, when you homestead, there's no such thing is signing a deed fraudulent. Deeds are bank terms. So if you're always in succession of homesteading, all of these issues go away. So if I'm a Mexican and I walk to Texas and I homestead as a population of the United States, you should be able to do that if you registered as a U.S. citizen. So this particular title insurance company is doing their best to create fear, doubt, and compartmentalize identity with ownership through county municipalities and taxes. So the only thing I can find that title insurance companies are good for is to make sure you pay your taxes in a geography you've defined as yours in your identity. So I hope that helps a little bit. I'll go ahead and take calls now. And whew, that was tough. That's tough for granularity and a lighthearted person, we assume. Let's get back to Zoom. Let's see if we can get some calls. And so thank you so much for listening, everyone. Do my best to be of interest to you today. Caller list. Let's see. Donnie and Corinne, excuse me, Corinne and Donnie, the magic couple from Arizona. Ho-ho. I'll be the judge of that. Observation and questions regarding homesteading, please.
Well, thanks, Q. We love you. I love the Brian.
We love you.
Love Mermaid. Oh,
yeah, I think she's going to join us. I think she's going to join us on the last hour. She's chasing seal pups right now, but I think she'll be around today.
We're with her. We're with her, Q.
if I could get her to do these shows, we're having a lot of fun, you know, to. This isn't really her passion, but she sees the value of getting us, you know, our own magical place that we enjoy. And isn't it interesting that we've been successful in business and our professional lives? We still now look back and go, man, I got duped, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, we certainly did, but we're no longer, well, we can be the bridge person and become batshit crazy, but as long as we're an observationalist, as you had placed the wind beneath our wings, if you will, and ignited that light within us, Q, with all our hearts, we're in really love and gratitude. You, the entire team, and Mermaid, I mean, truly, yeah. So... We have an observation and a question, if we may.
Please, pretty please.
Yes, sir. So when, so when Donnie and I homestead the land the home that we currently live on, yet we don't plan on living here, it's not our highest and greatest joy. It's the energetics is what we feel into. But what is our excitement from our heart is ceding this land to others who would love to live here. And we comprehend that because we're just the successors eternally of any place in the universe and our multiverse. But now our heart moves us to experience living by mountains and waters and trees. Like Donnie's, for example, his Heartlight Aquatic Center and my Holistic Center and Education at Exo Realms and our Rescue Rehab and Release Center of Babies with Fur. And basically, in essence, we just have a consciousness of feeling and knowing the energies of the mountains and water and trees. So we love and know well. So, but we haven't identified a longitude and latitude yet of this cenote. So do we proceed with the homesteading processing of our land and the land that surrounds us? And by the way, we happen to back up to Bureau of Land Management. That's beautifully synchronistic in Yavapai County here in Arizona as successors. Or do we identify the land we feel into first and then find the coordinates, like the longitude and latitude, of, and then homestead that land.
Very good. The practice that the PRQ team, beautiful, beautiful question. The practice the PRQ team we're experiencing is, how do we do this with grace when we interact with systems and processes that probably aren't that fun? And that's why I stumbled through the title, the chain of title and title insurance, to show you it just doesn't feel good, does it?
Yes.
No.
I mean, no, but yes, you're correct.
I can barely read it. I'm like, this is, can I just go in the backyard and take a nap? Or so it's why are we not free to do whatever we want? Is what we, yeah. So we keep practicing on how do we make this effortless and fun and still interact with rigidity in a way that removes rigidity. Is basically how I understand your question. And the process of going through homesteading. So if you want to use, so Narlo's rural property is the model I'm suggesting to get us that transition to not have to worry about title and identity once we get back there. It's an outstanding question, and I would ask you what makes sense to us if we own property, we live on property because we could afford it. Let's say it's time we had family, we had kids, we have nostalgia. That emotional nostalgia is really interesting to me because it was grandma's house, it was mom's house, I grew up in that house. That one's really interesting emotion, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very strong emotion, most people.
Right. And so, and by the way, I'm surrounded by my family members, and if I leave, they're going to get pissed. And so all those, they all get tied in, and the ex-wife, I owe her money because of this house, and, you know, all of it gets compiled. And I wonder if our nostalgia is an emotion that we could observe instead of participate in, is my suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But we're feeling into, because we've discorded from that natal chart and soul track fam, if you will. So I feel like we've really worked on this, discording that, I for lack of a better description, the soul track family, and through Ron Amatron, God bless him, and through you and all. But here's where we're at. It's not so much courted. It's the observationalist, as you would describe, it's the energetics of land. And therefore, Donnie and I just, where we're at is we're connected to the trees, the energy of the trees and the water and the mountains. And as a result, we haven't really pinpointed, if you will, a certain latitude and longitude on this cenote or this plan net, which is now, the net has dissipated, so there's no longer U.S. Department of Aid's planning on this net. And as we move into our light, where our heart takes us, we haven't depicted, if you will, or, you know, a longitude and latitude. We just know the energy. This is what brings us. Donnie and I are pretty free beings, so we're not courted to any of the energetics of children or parents or grandparents. So I love you for that. But where I'm going is, if an individual basically hasn't identified a land, yet they know the energetics of the area, right? Just the energetics of the elementals, if you will. How would we then pull a longitude and latitude and move on that in being the successor, right, of homesteading? Or should we just do it here in Prescott, Arizona, and our entire neighborhood? Because it backs to BLM and be the successors and just give it to them, which we're happy to do. We're just so thrilled to do it. So which way is our guidance system? I mean, either way, I feel in my heart, Donnie and I do, that both will work. It's magic, if you will, our magic, because it comes from our heart.
No, it's a great observation. So we have a PRQ team, we got two people that are going to do, they're headed your way probably in a few weeks, and they've identified Flagstaff and Prescott. And they only look at properties that motivate them from their heart. They don't say, I want to live in Flagstaff. They say, whoa, when I went through Flagstaff, this place really got me excited because there's so much diversity. And scale is now changing as well. So 100 acres to you then and now is completely different. And so we found discrepancies even in the Bureau of Land Management, where you're claiming this is 160 acres, and when we walk it off, it's quadruple the size. So scale is now changing because of your imagination and your dream. If we would get comfortable with scale changing now, so when you're in an area, you're actually creating the area. Tricky little observation when you go to record title.
Huh? Beautiful.
No, I think I actually have 5,000 acres. You say I only have 1 acre. I think I have about 5,000. So we want to create
our timeline.
Yeah, and so that's what's so tricky about getting these publications out to everybody is like, so if I say that this is the way you do it, you may come up with a way better way. So and or make it more expansive is the best I can do there, I guess. But anyway, yeah, I would like you to hook up with, I'll ask the PRQ team members, but if you'd like to meet them, they're very, very anxious to meet you two. And Arizona is really special to us. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. And that's why there'd be so much administration controversy with presidential elections in your area.
Yes.
It's a very, you've got some interesting energies there, and it's a very long-winded story, but yeah, bravo. How would we, if you don't mind me asking, how would we standardize on looking at energetics on the planet, not whether it's financial location or nostalgia, family, etc. What would be the best way to get water wands out, energy wands out, to find where we really want to live when we travel?
I would love to send that in just as an observation per Donnie and I, and just you all, we'd be honored for you guys, the whole crew, PRQ crew, to move on that and add or subtract anything. And we're excited. This is a blank canvas, you, and you're moving us in that. You're lifting us. Yeah.
Very good. So what we've standardized on is we're going to grab several facilities and bring you all to us and see if you can feel if it's more attractive or less attractive and or what it's like. And so my concern is when you're around me and I energize a geography on your planet might be different than when you do it independently. So what we're observing is we can kind of trick you because we have a lot of excitement where we live and or are on this planet. I want to duplicate that. I would like us to duplicate that so that you can duplicate it and so forth. Does that make sense?
Beautiful. Yeah. Yes. It's perfect. It's an ignition of our flame. It's an ignition of our light. So this is perfect. We'd be honored to hook up with any member of the PRQ team.
Yes, okay, sir. And so that's what we're we're working on is what if everyone visits us occasionally and they go, okay, so this is how they did it, this is how it worked, and this is how it feels. We just want to standard. We just want to standardize it. Sure, let's use the Homesteading Act as a little bit of a crutch as we go. But it seems to me if we could just feel where we want to live, not necessarily nomadic, but it would speed up the manifestation process, is our opinion.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I think too.
Yeah. We're excited. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else I can help you with today?
No. Thank you. Or as you say, Q, our great love to you and the whole PRQ team. Mermaid, we love you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's so awesome. Thank you. All right, moving on. Woo, that was a love blast. We got a good love blast. I like that. All right, Mike and Leah from Michigan. Let's see. Share experience regarding Bureau of Land Management. Mike and Leah, Princess Leah. Are you there?
Hey,
Bureau of Land Management. Hi, Q. Favorite game show?
Hi, can you hear us?
Little muted. Might be on our end, though. Go ahead. Let's try.
It's very staticky on our phone, too, so it's very hard to hear you. So, just so you know.
We just wanted to give you some updates after we talked with you on the Homestead Show on August 17th. We emailed BLM on August 20th about ordering all of Ingham County in Michigan. And so I kind of asked if we were able to order all of them or if we came in person, how would that work? And that was almost a month ago and we got no response. So this past week, we also sent in our homestead for our old school building that we talked about. And we called in this past week, probably on Monday, I think. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, they're about 2 to 4 months out. And so we're like, we got to go get this. And so we asked if it would be quicker if we came in and they said yes. So we jumped in the car on Wednesday, 9/11, and drove all the way to Virginia, 10-hour drive. Went there on Thursday to the building, and we just kind of wanted to let everybody know too that the building is not marked on the outside at all.
Actually, with Buffalo Wild Wings, it's like in the same building, so it's a little bit difficult to find.
So anyway, we went in, had to go through security and all of that, and we got back, talked to the receptionist, and she said, "Oh, she doesn't do land patents. The person that does only comes in maybe 1 to 2 days a week." And so she said the only way you can get a hold of them is through email, which I've tried before. I emailed them again, and we were just hoping that we would get a message back. So we stayed again the night. Friday morning, we called back a couple of times, left a message. They called us back and said maybe they could set up an appointment for next week, but she was going to give them our number, but we haven't heard anything back. And when I emailed originally, it said they're experiencing a high volume of inquiries. We just wanted to give you an update. If there's anything.
Okay, good. No, that's great. Okay, the high volume of inquiries is because of us. Okay, so there's millions and millions of people listening to us right now. Even though it might not be live, this show gets duplicated so much. And so we all get to learn from our experiences. Thank you. Now, there's three individuals listening right now to what you just said, and they are going to do something about it. Okay, because we need to see where the roadblocks are so that we know what resources to put in place. In this case, if you go in person, has always been the fastest. Now, isn't that interesting? The day you go there, there's no one there for you.
For 2 days, they weren't there.
And they couldn't tell us when they would come in, really.
We had no idea.
Right. Now, but the demand is so awesome, we need help, correct?
Yes.
But we only employ them once a week. Interesting, isn't it? So my suggestion is when you get in there, I might answer this one next week because this really ticks off one of the PRQ team members a little big time. because this individual has had to do this multiple times. And when this individual gets in there, they pull 100 patents at a time. They just fill up a hopper, knowing full well you just need people to reestablish the succession process. So that's my first opinion, is when you do get in there, just take a whole county's worth and see if you can teach your friends and family. That's my opinion.
That was now, what our goal was. We were going to go there.
It doesn't cost anything. It holds BLM accountable for what they're supposed to do. I'm hesitant to tell you that you can go up another level and get everybody in trouble so that they service you. I'll let you decide whether you want to do that or not. But there is a next level to hold people accountable. We are working on that so that you don't have to. But certainly, the public homesteading document is everyone's right to pull that. So that's a hint to you. So I can't get a copy of the original homestead for the geography you want. Because why? Please explain to me why I can't do that today. And we have to be brave about this. So I can't get a copy of the homestead because you guys, Jane is sick today. Look, the microfiche is right there. Can I print it up and you guys give me my seal and get out of here? That you do have that right to do it at BLM. The microfiche is sitting right there. I've done it manually myself. I don't want anyone to get, upset with anyone. I don't want any, do it with grace, with great care. Is it okay if I get my own microfiche? Cause it's right there. That's how they record them all and they're all documented. So that's where I'll leave it at that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I assure you the individual listening right now on the team is already. Already on the horse.
I love it.
Well, we also wanted to say that you had mentioned last week on a couple of the calls about possibly setting up offices for the PRQ team in 50 of the states. And we would absolutely love, our building is already open. Like if you came tomorrow, we would have an office set up like immediately. So we just want to say
great.
That we are excited.
That's why we're doing these calls. So the same individuals listening, they're recording this, and so that's why we're doing all these queries. That's why I do the promotions of should we do it like this? How we do it? And all the feedback you guys give me creates the future we want. So now I feel that's the way to do it. So when you guys get excited about getting people their land back, you're now going to be trainers for and they're going to become trainers and coaches too. So it seems to me that that's the way to do it. Is I'm not thrilled that we've been segregated into 50 states as much as we love being American. It seems to me that if we just go ahead and dedicate an office in each 50 state for what you're toiling with now, and that is, I'd like a copy of my original homestead, please. We get a little more horsepower, don't we?
And we'll also have a little coffee shop for everybody to enjoy a little bit of coffee and tea and smoothies if we can get that homestead.
if you sell one Q t-shirt, I will come and shut it down, though.
No way.
We're not selling out. We're not going to sell. Now, I will endorse a Q board game, though. I probably, and an Accuster big wheel, something like that. Anyway, great call, you guys. Great call. Okay, so this is an example of how we're getting something done on this hour here. So now our team can go and address this and address it next. And we'll talk about it next week, how we solve this problem. Is that all right?
Thank you so much.
Okay, cool. Look for the update next week. I'll tell you how we do.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck. Bye-bye. All right. Much love. Much love to Mike and Leah. I think Leah should go first. Leah and Mike. That's probably how it should go. Let me see how I'm doing on time here, since I'm out of time. It's a little tricky being someone not from time. Wow, I got so many calls. I feel awful. Okay, not going to get to them all. Kelly from Oregon. Okay, let's do this real quick. Okay, I'm going to go read down a couple real quick because I only have 10 minutes. Q from Louisiana, paralegal help regarding homesteading. Okay, Andrea from Pennsylvania, Jenny from Sweden, homesteading. Robin. Okay, let's do Kelly from Oregon. Question: needs help finding certified documentations. Kelly from Oregon on line two, I believe it is. Question: needs help finding certified documentation. Go ahead.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Let's do it. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, my love to you.
What's going on, Kelly?
Okay, it's either operator error or Deschutes County of Oregon is not a friendly place to find anything. I've identified two properties I feel into and really want to homestead. And one in Josephine, okay. But the two in Deschutes County. One is where I live. I swear I've tried multiple times. I just can't find any certified documentation online. Is it worth the drive to Portland? Maybe it's not patented. I just don't know.
Okay. Guarantee it's been homesteaded. Guarantee it's been, it had a successor. You have to go to BLM in Portland.
Okay.
Your counties in Oregon are really good at not helping you. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
remember
there's a BLM
their county
property,
entity.
Beautiful BLM not, property.
Yep.
All around
no
me,
doubt.
There's BLM.
Yep. There's no doubt. So, but you have to go to the Portland office. We have trained them tremendously. They know you're coming. So
okay.
we might already have yours. I have to check with the PRQ team. We'll take it up next week.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Verify that. We pulled so many on the West Coast. I'm the worst person to ask clerical questions, but I've seen just piles of these things. And that shows you how professional I am. BLM in Portland is outstanding, but there's not a lot of people there. They're very organized. They did a very good. When we went west, the Oregon Trail was very well established, and I guarantee you'll find great records there. The county is never going to help you. They're compartmentalized. They're not, especially that county. Deschutes is not going to help you at all, and they're understaffed as well. They just want to tax you.
Yeah, yep. And the one
anyway,
I really feel into. Go ahead, if you're.
Any other questions?
Yeah, my project is in Josephine, and I also asked a while ago for help with that. And how will I know if, is that in Portland too? Or I don't want to duplicate if the PRQ team has done that one as well.
Yeah, let's, can I get back to you next week? Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so. Thanks, God. Caller four, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your call. Hey, Mike from New York on line four. Question, hypothetical, just homesteaded a 1,000 apartments. Now what? I love it. Hey, Mike, what's going on, New York?
Good to hear from you. Good to hear you again, Q. So I am definitely stoked about trying to get people into their homes, you know, free and clear. It's great going, you know, single family house to single family house. There's value in that. But to get the masses and free them, I think it would really help to go after the rental buildings. But then let's say that I do that. I get a whole bunch of rental buildings, 1,000 units, whatever. How do I turn around and give it to each individual apartment owner?
Okay, very good question. So who cares about the title if you're going to share? It's a big topic for us. You're going to share. So let's just say you're the successor of the homestead. You want to do Manhattan. You want to do Central Park. Go ahead. So you're just now the successor of the original homestead. And now do you want to give a subset of that homestead? You want to give your brother an acre? You want to give your cousin an acre? Whatever it is, what's the problem when you look at a high rise, an apartment building? You just said, go ahead, live here, didn't you?
Right, but I can only own 160. So I want to get all 160 acres with as many units as possible, turn that over to somebody else so I can go and do it again in Los Angeles and, you know,
that's
Texas.
Right. Yeah, and that's why we want to set up an office in each state, is now you're going to train and or presumably someone's going to train people to do that over and over and over again. So we need more bodies is all we're talking about.
Okay.
Just need more successors. That's why we're pulling so many. So that's why I'm adamantly asking everyone, keep your subscriptions and prescriptions going. Make sure I have identity for you, because we just want to backfill all these homesteads with these people and or get you guys resources for so many other opportunities. As long as I have a Rolodex and go around these systems is what we're going for here. So I don't see a problem with your idea there. It's just about, it takes organization to distribute this concept.
Yes.
And so that's why I'm pretty sure we're going to need offices in each state, and then administration, paralegals, just a little bit of busy work here to start. And then I think we got it I think we got it made.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Let's bounce around. Thank you, BBS. I think I'm coming clean here. Oh, 5 minutes left. He's got the gaff. All right. Let's see. Sweden. That one's going to be a long one. I can't get to the Sweden question. I really want that one because I love my pickled herring. Question is, doing homesteading and patents different than the 13 colonies versus states? Okay. And I'm going to go down the line here, BBS. Andrea from Pennsylvania on line one. Question is doing homesteading and patents different in the 13 colonies versus other states? No is the answer, but go ahead.
Aloha. This is Andrea.
Aloha.
From Karen and Andrea.
That doesn't sound very Pennsylvania.
Because I'm from California also.
Very good.
I'm in Pennsylvania right now. And so I went on a little field trip to Virginia also on Thursday. And,
cool.
You know, they wouldn't really let us in. And the person that we talked to didn't really know anything. But there is also a very nice lady also in another office in Virginia. And if I call and don't even leave a message and hang up, she'll call me and say, we missed a call from you. So she tells me that someone said they directed us to the archives in Harrisburg, and they said we need to go to the archives to get these things if we're in the 13 original colonies. And so, you know, that's what one person said, and we call them, and then they talk. And in the 13 original colonies, can we still get our declarations from the Bureau of Land Management for the original 13 colonies?
Yep, and or Library of Records in D.C. doesn't really matter. They still have the same weight. You just need to get a copy and hold them accountable. So Bureau of Land Management will have some record who was the successor of Homestead. Okay, so they'll have some record. And you just have to work on their microfiche. You got to do a little bit of work. Nothing's going to come easy on this one. If you can get on that microfiche and just start getting savvy at who was the original possessor of that area is all you're looking for. And Bureau of Land Management, give me a stamp, give me my sticker, and you're good to go.
Okay, so I was directed by someone that for my state for my area, when I went to Virginia, someone else from one of the other offices said that we need to go to the Wisconsin office.
Okay, hold me there. One of the team members will get on this. What geography are you talking about specifically? What county in PA?
Okay, Philadelphia County. And surrounding counties, Montgomery County, Bucks County, surrounding counties
okay,
of Philadelphia County.
Okay, we got it. We got it. So you just turned in a request. So I got to get the call to get on the next show. But so it's already in process. We'll take it up next week.
Yes.
My love to you. My love to you. My love to you. Thank you for calling me. Thank you, BBS Radio, for letting me overrun my stay as usual. And I so want to get to Jenny from Sweden, Robin from Michigan, and Louisiana, and so many others. I love you. Have a beautiful day, everyone. See you in the next hour.